Okay, everybody. Welcome to the People Speak show. Sorry for the delay. We had a little bit of a mix-up, but we're up and running now. I'm filling in, of course, for Basima. She's had a little health mishap, but hopefully she'll be back on here as she recovers. She'll be back on here in the coming weeks. In the meantime, I'll be filling in. I think there's another host, too, that will be alternately filling in, but I'm doing this week and next week anyway. My name is Charles Giuliani. Some of you might remember me from a while back. I used to guest host from time to time here on People Speak. Not so much lately. I've been busy off doing my own thing, but it's good to be back. Our guests this evening, or guests this evening, are Walter Groats and James Roguski. And they're here to talk about a very interesting alternative health product, food-grade hydrogen peroxide, the wonder-working power of this amazing. I tell you, I have to say this. I'm a major fan of alternative health. Well, I'm a major fan of anything alternative because, let's face it, everything mainstream is all messed up, and that's to put it mildly. If you want to get anywhere, that's my main theme. If you want to get anywhere in this world, you've got to walk the unbeaten path. You've got to go off the mainstream path because that's where all the good stuff is, regardless what subject we're talking about. That's one thing my years of research has taught me. Don't just go by what the mainstream is saying. Very often you have to ignore what the mainstream is saying and you go down that off the beaten track. And that's where you're going to find wonder-working inventions and discoveries and you know, the truth. If you want to know what happened in history, what's going on today in the world, again, you got to go off that beaten path. Anyway, with no further ado, let me welcome our guests, and let's just jump right into this. I'm curious myself. This is going to be an education for me as well. Tell us, what is food-grade hydrogen peroxide? How do you get it? Where do you get it? What does it do? And how was this discovered?
Okay, you want me on first?
You are the other patient, Walter, please do.
Walter, okay. Sure, go ahead.
First of all, I want to let the people know how I got involved. In 1982, February, how I got involved, I listened to my wife. She insisted that we go on a Caribbean cruise.
That does work sometimes.
being a victim of arthritis, she says, gee, this sunshine will do you so much good. So we went. Well, we were on the cruise. Of course, I don't like big ships because I get seasick. I can really get seasick. Well, I go anyway, and I met the chaplains of the cruise boat. So I asked this one, I says, where are you from? Cincinnati. Oh, you got a parish there? No, I'm a retired Army chaplain. Oh, now that you're retired, what are you doing to keep busy? He said, I have dedicated the remainder of my life to further the work of a Dr. Edward Carl Rosenau, which meant nothing to me until he said that Dr. Rosenau did basic research for the Mayo Clinic, Rochester, Minnesota. Hey, that's my state, Minnesota, Rochester. Okay, and he said that he for 62 years he did basic research there and for the Mayo Clinic, and he had over 450 medical papers published. And he said there was a program by which you could drink a weak solution of hydrogen peroxide and could possibly control or rid your body of microbes. Oh, so I listened to him, and I got a little pamphlet from him. I went home and tried it, and of course, I was in a very small town. Word got around awfully quick what I was doing. My mayor stopped in and said one evening, and he said, you bear watching. This is something different. So after 3 weeks of going through the program, I felt much better, and then I got better and better. Hey, I could walk all I want, no problem. So I said, gee, what is this stuff? Is it just something, is it psychosomatic? Is it just something in my head? Or could there be a scientific approach? So I called a place in Minneapolis, a big medical center, and they told me if I took one drink of hydrogen peroxide, it is a deadly poison, I'd be dead right now. Well, gee, I'd been drinking it for over a month and still alive. Well, I said, gee, doctor, what's it made out of? He says it's made out of water and oxygen. I said, gee, doctor,
yeah.
I need
sounds
oxygen
real,
every minute of my life.
Sounds real deadly to me.
And I says, water I need a number of times a day. And I said that I was told that it could kill microbes. He says, hydrogen peroxide doesn't kill anything. Well, gee, he told me it was a deadly poison before. I says, doctor, what's an antiseptic? And he hung up on me. An antiseptic is that which either controls or destroys microbes.
Well, you know, it's amazing he would say that, although it doesn't surprise me because the whole medical establishment today is geared around profits.
Well,
has nothing
because,
to do with your health.
Because I also asked him, I says, has there been any research done? He says, no, it's so simple, we know all about it. Oh, I says, I'm going to doing research. I want to get a hold of some information. It was my oldest son that changed my mind. He says, Dad, why don't you use a computer? I says, I don't have a computer. I don't know anything about it. Well, he says, he put in human blood and hydrogen peroxide, and he came up with 34 articles. One of them, some of them were done at Baylor University, Dallas, Texas, such as the removal of cholesterol and other lipids from the arteries of animals and humans using dilute hydrogen peroxide, or the medicated killing of bacteria coming out of Denver, the Web-Wearing Lung Institute. And there it says that the white corpuscles of the body, the macrophages and the all the killer cells, the all of the white corpuscles have available to them that we can secrete hydrogen peroxide to kill ingested bacteria. Oh, then I came up with another article, how that hydrogen peroxide is generated in every cell in our body. It's a we have all these articles. Well, then I put in hydrogen peroxide into the medical library at Bethesda, Maryland. I got out 2,500 indexes. And then they told me there was no research done.
Right.
Anyway, it went on and on. In the meantime, my mentor, Father Richard Wilhelm from Cincinnati, Ohio, he was having research done at Dr. Spurdy's lab in Cincinnati.
Now, and he Dr. was using Spurdy, the product all the while himself?
Yes. And he had been playing around with the stuff since 1940 is what he had. Anyway, Dr. Spurdy, I mean, sure, it doesn't mean anything to you. Let's see what kind of products you have. Preparation H is his. Inderol, Aspergum, the Spurdy Sun Lamp. He had this lab, which Father Wilhelm got a grant from Herzl of the Herzl Propeller Company to do this research. See, Father Wilhelm's father was the parts man for the Wright brothers. Father Wilhelm had a propeller that was made by the Wright brothers and signed by him to prove its authenticity is what he did. Anyway, the researcher, Winifred Wirth, had a special syringe made, and on the needle part of it, on the end of it, was a little tiny stainless steel ball with little tiny orifices. And she would give these mice that had given the Paul Ehrlich carcinoma. Now, they had a machine in this lab that would count cancer cells, and they gave each mouse the same number of cancer cells. So she says, well, if you give them the same number of cancer cells, I'm going to give them the same amount of 0.5% hydrogen peroxide. Which she had take this little needle that was curved and with the little ball in the end, and she'd put it right down her stomach, and she'd give them exactly the same kind. She was able to clean up 80% of the cancerous mice. I was to the lab three times. I had lunch once with Dr. Spurdy, and she said, told me personally, if she could give the mice individual attention, I could hit 100%. Well, my boy turned up an article from the University of Iowa, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Wabash College, Crawfordsville, Indiana. In the abstract, they said, we hypothesize. Now, hypothesize means we've looked at the facts. This is our conclusion. We hypothesize that hydrogen peroxide is the ultimate cause of normal cell division. And in this article, it goes on to explain why. I have a copy of the article. Well, anyway,
I just wanted to say this. This shouldn't surprise, I hope it doesn't surprise a lot of our listeners. This should be common knowledge that...
Well, it should be, but it's not. It's not. It's suppressed. Anyway...
It's sad, I've done a lot of reading, and I know that bacteria cannot survive in a high oxygenated environment. I mean, it's astonishing.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
This is what Dr. Otto Warburg in 1932 got the Nobel Prize because he proved that cancer cannot grow in a high oxygen environment.
Right.
Well, anyway, we contacted this man in Iowa City, and lo and behold, he lived about a quarter of a block from my daughter who lives in Iowa City. So we said, well, he told us how much money he'd have to have, and of course we know it cost. They took 20 mice, gave him the Paul Ehrlich carcinoma, the Boontucky strain of mice, and again, the University of Iowa at that time had been able to store and repeat the Paul Ehrlich carcinoma out of the freezer all the time, and they again had a machine to count the numbers. Well, anyway, out of 20 mice, and I held those mice in my hand because every time I went to see my daughter, I went down to the lab. These mice were so big that some of them could hardly walk. I actually felt sorry for these mice, even though they're mice. They didn't ask for it. We gave it to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, they cleaned up out of the 2019. They cleaned up the... So when I had... They had a meeting there, and you talk about some excited boys. They were excited. They'd never seen anything like this before. And during the conversation, one of them said...
It's very unfortunate, but, a lot more people are finding this out that they have a cure for cancer. They've known for a long time that it's curable.
I'm sure they have. Yeah.
They have no interest in it.
You know
what? I just wanted to... we actually have a caller, too. I want to get to him in just a minute, but I was just curious how James... Are you still there, James?
Yes, I certainly am.
Yeah, I was just curious how you fit into this. How did you come into this knowledge of...
If you do the math... you can quickly realize that Walter's dedicated a good three decades, good 30 years, to spreading the word about peroxide. I got involved just 3 years ago. It was kind of divine intervention. I just had a little phrase pop into my head. I was directed to go look into this. And what I started to do was just do my own research. And I started putting a book together, and I came to find that the vast majority of information on the Internet was either, very sketchy or a plagiarization of all of the work that Walter had done for the past 30 years. Walter had a newsletter and a number of other things, and many other people have done work with hydrogen peroxide. But if anybody really knows anything about peroxide these days, they owe a debt of gratitude to Walter because he's spent 30 years, doing his darndest to spread the word. Well, I started putting a book and a website together, and I wanted to give credit where credit was due, so I tracked Walter down, and he ended up, I think he cleaned out his basement, and he sent me about 200 pounds of research that just goes on forever. And so I compiled it into... a book and put a lot of the research papers on the website, which is the truth about foodgradehydrogenperoxide.com. And then that little voice came back into my head and said, give it all away for free. And that was probably one of the best things I've ever done. The information is there. People can have their opinions, but people should have informed opinions. Everybody has an opinion, and most people don't ever look at the information.
Right. And what most people have is parroted opinions. You know what? I got some questions coming in, and we got a caller. There's so much to cover in so short amount of time.
Sure,
but
go right ahead.
This particular question is one I wanted to ask as well. This comes from Dave in Canada. I'm getting a lot of questions via text. And he's wondering, you know, what is the difference between food-grade peroxide and regular hydrogen peroxide?
You want me to answer that?
Sure, Walter.
Yeah, sure, either one.
Okay, food-grade hydrogen peroxide had been in Europe 30 years before the United States did. The FDA approved the use of hydrogen peroxide food-grade in February 1981. Food grade is a very special grade of hydrogen peroxide that must be transferred only in a clean room. It has got the least amount of stabilizers in it. And this is what makes it. It must be always transferred from one container and the other into a clean room. And it comes in 35%, 50%, and 70% strength is what it does.
It easily
and,
contaminates.
It's used in, the main place it's used in is in the aseptic packaging. What is aseptic packaging? You know those little juice boxes you get in the grocery store and you jab the straw in the top? That's aseptic packaging. I would advise everybody to get one, when they get one and drink the contents, tear it open and see how it's constructed. Also, the boil in the bag is aseptic packages. Star-Kiss tuna in a bag is aseptically packaged. If you ask your grocer's manager if you have any aseptic packages in the store, he'll look at you and say no. He doesn't know anything about it. That's right, because it was kept as a secret. In fact, I had a hard time getting it out of the FDA that they use hydrogen peroxide. I sent them a registered letter under the Freedom of Information Act. They never answered me, and I called them on the phone, and it was not until I told them that I had worked for the federal government for 34 years, and I told my superiors told me, and I told my employees, if there's a problem, get it settled immediately. Don't let it get in the hands of senators or representatives. I says, do I have to go to my senator and get that information? He says, oh, no, they use hydrogen peroxide. Now, I says, why didn't you tell me that right away? But they want to keep it a secret. You see, I've been investigated by them twice now.
When you go to the grocery store or the pharmacy and you buy something over the counter, I was able to find an antique bottle, I think it's from the 1940s, where they used to actually, you know, detail all of the additional ingredients, the stabilizers and such. And, you know, it has tin, and it has a compound that is related to Tylenol that was actually a pharmaceutical medication that was taken off the market decades ago because it was carcinogenic. And they add these things to the peroxide. They say for stabilization and so forth, but now they don't even have to document it. So when you go into a grocery store or a pharmacy now and you buy hydrogen peroxide, you have no idea what's in there. If you're getting food grade, it's basically just oxygen and water.
I've been told by a chemical engineer that what they do is they use phosphoric acid now in a low amount in the food grade. Now, phosphoric acid, you look on any cola bottle, like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, it'll say that it has phosphoric acid in for a preservative. Even Kraft pancake syrup has phosphoric acid in as a preservative. And I'm sure there's more phosphoric acid in a bottle of Dr. Pepper or Pepsi or Coke than there is in this equal amount of food-grade hydrogen peroxide. Basically, hydrogen peroxide is not very stable, not stable at all. So they have to put in a stabilizer to hold it. But in food grade, it's very, very low.
I tell you what, I want to get this caller on in a moment here, but before we do that, and I want to do this later in the broadcast as well, but you guys have an email, an HTML website or something you want to share where people can get this information, maybe even order. Do you guys actually sell this product?
Are the same name. It's a little bit of a long name, but it should be easy to remember. It's www.thetruthaboutfoodgradehydrogenperoxide.com. And there's a contact page on there. There's a huge amount of information. There's a free book that anyone can download. And there's no copyright on the book, so please share it with anybody and everybody.
So the truth about foodgradehydrogenperoxide.com. That's
right on.
Simple enough. Excellent. Okay, and I want to have you mention that again later as well, but I hope he's still there. Peter, are you still there? He's been waiting on
the line. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, welcome, Peter. You had any comments or questions for our guests?
Well, good evening, Walter. And Jim, James.
Hi, Peter.
Peter's a good friend of ours, and
he
has done some extraordinary work with hydrogen peroxide, and we should just let him have the floor, because he's just done some spectacular work.
Excellent.
Well,
Peter, don't belittle yourself. You have done more in 5 years than I've done in 30.
No, that's not true. I just did a few things to change the hydrogen peroxide.
If I can throw this in just for a minute, is this related at all to, the hyperbaric chamber type of methodology? Years ago, there was that girl that fell in the well in Texas, baby Jessica, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that story? She almost lost her whole right leg.
It's related in the sense that we're talking about oxygen.
It's oxygen.
Yeah.
And one of the little snippets of information that I just dug up today again, and anybody could do this, you can go on Wikipedia and just look up the composition of the human body. If you ask the average person on the street, what makes up the human body, they wouldn't realize that by weight, 65% of your body is oxygen. So if you're deficient, you're going to have problems. So whether we're talking about food that has a high oxygen content, or we're talking about hydrogen peroxide, or we're talking about ozone, or we're talking about hyperbaric oxygen, which is just pressured, air, basically, it's just fundamental. It's 65% of who you are. And so if you're down a little bit, you're going to have problems, because it is the bulk of what makes up a human being's body.
Sure.
You see, oxygen is something we need and we use in our body every minute. And water, you got to have it several times a day. Now, this oxygen that's put onto hydrogen is in hydrogen peroxide, or put onto water, the correct scientific name for it is atomic oxygen. Some call it nascent oxygen. Some call it singlet oxygen. I even have a company that is selling a product, and they're calling it vitamin O. There is atomic oxygen, diatomic oxygen, and triatomic oxygen. Diatomic oxygen is what we breathe. But atomic oxygen is the second most active element presently known to man. It is 300 times more active than chlorine. It is extremely soluble. The only thing more soluble than it in water is water itself. O2 oxygen that we breathe is not very soluble. One part into 32 parts of water at 20 degrees centigrade. Ozone is made up of 3 atoms of oxygen. That's why it's triatomic. The extra oxygen hooked onto diatomic oxygen to make ozone is the same oxygen hooked onto water to give you hydrogen peroxide, the diatomic oxygen. I've asked many doctors about it. They've never heard of it. They never teach it in medical school.
It's pretty sad.
Heavenly sakes. Oxygen is the most important element on Earth to keep us alive.
And, you know, aren't there other applications to this, too, multiple applications? I mean, you know, if I'm not mistaken,
well,
can't you also use this even to whiten teeth, apply it to wounds?
Applications? We have a company in Story City, Iowa. They've been in business 15 years. They sell it to hog raisers, big ones, big cattle raisers, big chicken raisers, big egg raisers. And they did, in 2009, they did over $3 million worth of business, and it's still growing.
Wow.
And the latest is they find out that if you use it on crops, you get a better yield. For years, I've been telling people, take 3 ounces of 3%, put it in a quart of water, and water and mist your houseplants. If you don't see a remarkable increase in their growth, peel off the label and send it back to me, and I'll refund the money plus the 45-cent postage to mail it to me. So far, I've had people challenge me, but it all comes true. So now this company is in Story City, Iowa. If you can get them on the internet, it's called Randy at EssentialWaters.com, and you'll find all out about them, and you can they'll tell you all about it.
So you said you've had run-ins with the FDA. Have they actually come in with their little SWAT team, or have you just had verbal threats?
Well, one of the investigations came out of Rockville, Maryland. The other one, they sent a person to my house. This person, first of all, gave me a business card, and because it was a woman, I didn't press her because I always ask for photo ID. I mean, but in the report, it says that she presented the proper credentials, and that's not true. When I finally, I asked for a copy of the report. He says, "What do you mean you want a copy?" I says, "Under the Freedom of Information Act, I have the right to have a copy."
Sure.
I should have had it within 60 days, but it took me 3 years, and it was full of blanks. So I sent it back with one, and I requested one without deletions or omissions. In there they said that I learned about hydrogen peroxide in 1982, February of 1982, from a Dr. Edward Carl Rosenau of the Mayo Clinic. Now, the real truth of it is Dr. Edward Carl Rosenau died in the Walker Retirement Center in Minneapolis in 1966. They have me talking to a man who's been dead for 16 years. I took it to my register of deeds in my county seat, and I had it registered. It cost me $10 a sheet. But if I bring it up now, it's certified information. I called the FDA about it because I still hate to see my government embarrassed. So, what did they tell me? We do not have to disclose the sources of our information. Okay.
One of the problems
How'd that look in the newspapers? I have it all ready for them.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Recently, you know, this sounds so familiar. By the way, I guess we got some more callers coming in, so as they come in, I'll announce them. But this sounds so familiar with so many other stories I've heard. You know, a woman in California who was selling those wax, ear wax removers, you know, to get rid of ear infections instead of having to take antibiotics and ultimately have tubes put in your kids' ears. You guys familiar
candle?
With this? It's just a suction cup you put over your ear, and you put a candle in this tube.
Yeah.
And it burns the air out, and it creates a vacuum and sucks the wax out. She got her office raided, this one woman that was making these.
Oh, no.
They said, nope, this hasn't been approved. I mean, it's so ridiculous. They're putting, she was a threat to the pharmaceutical company's monopoly, so she had to reopen her business selling them
let's
as giant drinking straws.
With the earwax issues, because there's a lot of discrepancies and problems with how people have promoted those candles. For the benefit of your listeners, that is not how those candles work, and I won't get into that now. They have their benefit, but many of the practitioners who use them misrepresent them. And to bring it back on to peroxide.
Well, but my point is, though, they exercise these Gestapo tactics for no other reason than just to protect big money interests. In fact, the ones who are misusing them, they probably don't care about. They care about the ones that are working because they compete with pharmaceutical profits. That's really the bottom line. That's all they care about.
Along those lines, Peter, who's on the line, I hope still, is actually
calling. Yes, I'm still on the line.
He's actually calling from Europe, and he's devised a new way of stabilizing hydrogen peroxide and sent both Walter and me samples, which we've magically never received. And I would love to have Peter have a chance to tell more about what he's doing, because he's just done some astounding work with peroxide.
They're censoring your mail now.
Exactly.
We might as well be living in communist Russia for crying, you know, the Soviet Union. This is unbelievable. And yet that's how it works.
Hydrogen peroxide is actually a threat to the pharmaceutical companies. If you listen what Walter and James just said, it cures a lot of things. It can do a lot of good things with your body. Of course, if you start to promote this, pharmaceutical companies are going to be losing a lot of money. It's like now we have this hydrogen peroxide, and like Walter said before, they use phosphoric acid, and it decomposed very fast. Now, what we did is we took out that phosphoric acid and replaced it by a non-digestible sugar. So that means we've got one of the first biodegradable hydrogen peroxide with no poison stabilizers. Also, it's very, very, very stable. I brought with my visit to America a sample for Walter, and Walter, who knows hydrogen peroxide better than I think everybody, tried it, tasted it, and the first thing he said to me on the phone was, "I cannot taste the hydrogen peroxide in the water. I cannot taste it." So that was for me already a very big satisfaction. Also, what we did a lot of research, and we're still doing a lot of research, to the agriculture, for example, funguses that cannot be removed by normal biological compounds. They have to use pesticides, chemical products to get rid of all the diseases in the crops. So what we did an investigation to, for example, what seems very, very deadly for all the plants, and that's the Panama disease. And by our surprise, we solved the problem, because where I'm living on the Canary Islands in Tenerife, of Spain, and we have 80% loss in the banana crops just because of the Panama disease.
And totally environmentally safe.
Yes, because you don't have any residues.
Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about black sigatoka.
What? Excuse me?
Tell them about black sigatoka in bananas.
Well, well, the black sigatoka is, again, something, a fungus, a very mean fungus. And this also kills a lot of banana plants, and not only the banana plants. Now we found out that here in the Canary Islands, also the palm trees are dying of the black sigatoka, because they are using so many pesticides, chemicals, that the fungus can mutate. It adapts itself to the chemical, but it cannot adapt itself to the oxygen of the hydrogen peroxide. So what we can do is we can spray the leaves with our hydrogen peroxide, the BioH2O2, and because it's so stable, it stays on the leaf and it burns actually all the bacteria, the viruses, and the fungus. It burns it and it heals actually the plant.
Amazing. So obviously this is a great treatment for, say, candida or athlete's foot and whatnot, which are also fungi.
Yes, we did a lot of, like I said, we did a lot of research everywhere, right now also around the world. But we, in the agriculture, what we can do, what normal hydrogen peroxide cannot do because, again, they compose too fast or they mix it with acetic acid, for example, it cannot last long and it doesn't have the effect that it needs.
Right.
But because of we have a very, very stable hydrogen peroxide, you can do many things where other hydrogen peroxide has to stop.
Well, once you order this, you open up one of your packets, you know, how long should you wait before, I mean, you know, to fully drink it in? How long, is there a certain amount of time where it's not effective because it's exposed to the open air?
No, I just talked this morning to Walter. I'm doing some research again, and I can actually put my hydrogen peroxide open outside in the sun, and you can measure the concentration, and after 4 or 5 hours, you can measure it again, and it will go down with 0.1%, while another hydrogen peroxide will go down with 3, 4, or 5%. So we have samples of 5 years, 7 years old from the beginning that we started our research and started with the sugar. It's still good. We have our hydrogen peroxide at 42%.
Wow.
And after 7 years, we have 41.5%.
Okay.
And nothing, it's
so
amazing.
It's pretty stable.
We checked it by one of the biggest chemical companies, Solvay, and they said, we never saw such a stable hydrogen peroxide in our life.
Wow.
So because it's so stable, we can work with it. I'm doing some testing, like I said this morning to Walter, to put some nutrients in it, some minerals, to see how it acts and how it reacts. And normally if you put, for example, some potassium in it or some other calcium, it gets a reaction. With ours, you don't. You cannot get a reaction because it's so stable, it doesn't have the time to actually attack the containment elements. So it's a very stable product.
I tell you what, the time is really going by. We got another caller. You guys want to take another caller now? Or?
Sure.
Okay, we got someone going by the name of Dr. Grumpy. I guess he just left us. Do we have anybody else on the line? I guess we don't have anybody. Sorry. Okay. I thought we had several people waiting in the queue there. I know. I got plenty of questions here, but were you going to say something?
Yes, I just want to say if people want to go out and they can always check our website. It's bioh22.com. Very easy. So then they're going to learn a little bit more, and if they have questions, they can always ask or call us. That's not a problem.
Do you find that you have a little more freedom in Europe for this type of thing and a little more support, or is it, are you getting pretty much shut off to the cold shoulder over there?
To be honest, in Europe, it's completely different than in America. Europe is not such a fan of hydrogen peroxide. You have to see, if I compare Europe with America in the hydrogen peroxide, then we, Europe, still live in the 50s, while America lives in 2012. So, and that's something also what I'm trying to change here from Europe to promote the hydrogen peroxide, to let people see what are the benefits of hydrogen peroxide.
Now, that's interesting. I thought it'd be the other way around because, I mean, we've got, you know, the FDA here, the big Gestapo that, you know, what hinders it over in Europe, the progress?
In Europe, it's actually only allowed in disinfected of fruit storage. Now they start to get their hang on it in, for example, hospitals. Agriculture is very low.
Is that the EU that's regulating that?
I think so, yes. But now, of course, there comes a market for us, and that's very good. They're cutting back 50% of the pesticides in the agriculture because they have found very, very poison elements in their food. So that is a good opportunity for us also to introduce our BioH2O2 to Europe and to say, look, it's better that you use a biodegradable than a pesticide.
Could you guys, if you would, so many questions to ask, a little time, but Mike in California was wondering, and I was wondering this too, could you go through just a brief list of some of the major ailments slash diseases that this has been successful in treating?
Well, I'll be happy to jump in on that question just as a lead-off.
Dr. Farr.
The question that everybody asks, and it's indicative, no offense to the caller, it's the wrong way of looking at it, okay? If your body needs more oxygen, hydrogen peroxide is absolutely guaranteed to repair a deficiency of hydrogen peroxide. It's kind of like saying, you know, if you don't put oil in your car, what kind of diseases is your car going to get? Okay. So the list would take the rest of the show. It's absolutely
It would probably be easy to mention the things it doesn't help, and there probably aren't any. It will help you all around.
It's certainly possible that somebody might have in their system, you know, a uniqueness where they do not need more hydrogen peroxide. Everybody is unique and so forth. But literally, the list is endless. And we could spend the whole rest of the show, you know, rattling off different things.
Yeah.
The perspective is to ask yourself a very simple question. Are you getting enough hydrogen peroxide in your daily diet? Is it in the water you drink? Is it in the food you eat? Walter, I know, has picked fresh watercress from a stream, and you can taste it in certain foods. You can taste it in aloe, and it should be in our water. It should be in our food, but it's not. So most everybody is sleep deficient.
Right.
So if you look at it from that perspective, what could something fix if everybody is deficient in it? It's going to address that deficiency, and when you get into the chemistry of what hydrogen peroxide does in the body, it's involved in everything.
So does it also have an alkalizing effect? Because, you know, most people's systems are slightly acidic. Does it have an alkalizing effect, do you know?
It actually has a neutral.
Hydrogen peroxide is slightly acidic, and hydrogen peroxide is in our atmosphere. It's in our ocean water. We know how it gets there, and it's picked up by our plants. It's also generated in the photosynthesis process of plants if we were to eat them in the raw state. But man is the only creature on Earth that processes his food before he eats it. Of course,
right.
He processes his food for the animals, and that's why we have veterinarians.
And in doing that, of course, you kill a lot of the nutrients, a lot of the enzymes, and
that's right.
So acidic, but it's a healthy acid, obviously. It's
slightly, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were talking about approval. Oxygen has never been approved to be taken into our bodies. Neither has water. How do I know? I asked them at headquarters. There's a doctor from Johns Hopkins had an article, and he said if oxygen had to be approved by the FDA, it wouldn't be. So every time you take a breath of air that's got oxygen in it, you're doing something that's not approved. Every time you take a drink of water, it's not been approved.
You got to love it. You know, something that's obviously not only not harmful but beneficial, they won't give approval. But they'll approve BGH, bovine growth hormone, which every other country in the world has rejected because it's carcinogenic. It's a joke. We got another question. Alan in Pennsylvania is wondering, are there any clinical trials, probably more so in Europe than here, I would imagine?
Clinical trials in humans?
There's
a number of doctors doing IV infusions.
Was that
here? If you go
to
the website, thetruthaboutfoodgradehydrogenperoxide.com, there's a number that are, you know, right there for you to observe. But if you go on PubMed on the, you know, National Library from the United States, there's, the last time I checked, if you just type in, you know, hydrogen peroxide, you'll get 45,000 studies. I mean, it's a secret that's, you know, in plain view. And my perspective on it is there's a word that people just need to pronounce properly, and it's ignorance. People talk about, you know, ignorance as if it's stupidity.
Right, right.
But what we're dealing with here is ignorance. The information is there, but everybody says that it's not. Well, if you look, you start to find it, and it's astounding. But if you choose to ignore it or pretend that it's not there, and other people believe you because you have some letters after your name, and you say that it's not so, then it's not so. But if you look, boy, you will find a lot of information.
People got to start doing their own digging, their own research, and stop trusting the, quote, experts. Because, again, as you were just saying, very often these experts are beholden to big money interests, and they're not looking at your health. That's not their priority, you know. They're going to go where the money's at. So, we have to do our own independent research. It's time for a grand awakening, you know. The powers that be don't care about your health, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that's reality.
You have to take charge of your own health. Now,
absolutely.
Hydrogen peroxide is not taught in our medical schools. How do I know? It's in my own family. They told me that not one word. They did not talk about oxygen, how important oxygen is to your body just to breathe it. We've got a lot of education to do, fellas.
I hear you. I tell you what, folks, we've run out of time here. I wish we had more time. You'd need at least 2 hours to give this the even more than that,
well,
but at least 2 hours.
We can
to
come
really
another
the,
time.
Yeah, love to have you back on. This is great information. Once again, the website, really quick.
The truth
foodgradehydrogenperoxide.com.
Well, first of all, there's the truth about foodgradehydrogenperoxide.com. And then the European version, what was it?
It's bioh2o2.com.
Bioh2o2.com. Okay, right. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to thank you guys. This is great stuff. Keep up the good work in spite of harassment from the FDA. It's so disgusting.
Well, anytime you want us back, we'll all be back.
Absolutely. I know I'm going to be checking out your website myself. Join us next week, folks. We're going to have Cindy Sheehan coming on. This should be a very interesting interview. Thanks again. Keep it the great work, guys.
Thank you. And good night.
See you.
Good night, Peter.
Good night.
Good night, Jim.
Good night, Walter.
Jim, good night.
See you. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.